The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
Saw a news story the other day about a new scam when you go out to eat at restaurants or go out for drinks at bars, and that's where people don't take the customer's version of the receipt with them. When a server sees you don't do that, they'll go in and adjust the tip on the other one, and they know you can't do anything about it at that point because you have no proof. I guess you'd say I'm disappointed, but I'm not surprised that there are people out there being quote-unquote enterprising. But what surprised me more is that people don't take their receipts. I know sometimes when somebody goes and buys a pack of gum and somebody says, do you want a receipt with it? They say no. I take a receipt for everything. I've always felt that I want to keep paper copies of everything, of every purchase, just in case I need to return something, just in case I ever need to explain where I was, or more importantly, in case I'm ever audited. Maybe that's just me being, well, I guess maybe obsessive compulsive, but I have receipts and store receipts and keep receipts for every single thing. In fact, I've got storage containers full of receipts going back decades. I should probably get rid of them, but you know, I like having those receipts around, just in case.